Welcome to Water Talks coverage from ACE 17, broadcasting live from Philadelphia. ACE, uniting the world of water. Water Talk is made possible by WaterOnline.com, showcasing today's water industry leaders and innovators. And now, here is your host, Todd Schnick.
All right, good morning and welcome back to Water Talk. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Bill King. Bill, got Mueller in the house. I love what these guys are all about and how they're serving the industry.
Yeah, it's it wouldn't be the same without Mueller coming over to speak on Water Talk, and so we're very happy to have our next guest over here.
Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Larry Aulick. He's a senior product manager with Mueller Company. Larry, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Well, it's good to have you. Appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're awfully busy here today, so grateful for you swinging by. Larry, before we get into our conversation, take a quick minute, tell us a bit about you, your background, and then give us a quick overview of Mueller Company.
Well, about me, I've worked for Mueller Company for almost 30 years and have had various positions within the company. And today I'm the senior product manager concentrating on our service brass, machines and tools, and the pipe repair products. I've had experience in all of the with all the products over the years and tend to be the resident expert for most all questions that nobody can answer.
So you're that guy.
That's the guy.
I understand. Well, one of the things we want to talk about this morning is your fabricated steel tapping sleeve. So give us an update on what that's all about and how's it used.
Well, we just introduced the H306 fabricated steel tapping sleeve. It's a product line addition for us for our pipe repair products. And the product is used to extend service lines through private property, subdivisions, and you'll you take the tapping sleeve and add it to a water main, and you'll attach a tapping valve to it, and you'll drill through the valve and then close the valve and remove the tapping machine so you can do everything under pressure without shutting the line off.
Tell us a little bit about how the how you came about to, in terms of developing that product. What were some of the issues that your customers were running into?
Well, the issues were that, as I mentioned, this is a product line extension for us, and we have other tapping sleeves that will work in applications, but the 306 added a lower cost product for us that fits into a niche where the end users don't have corrosive soils and they're tapping into new pipe, so they don't really need a high-end all stainless version, or they don't need an H615 all cast version, because the pipe's in good condition. So this fits a niche where it's a lower sell price product that fits on most people's budgets.
Is this a product that comes out of a certain geography type of, part of the country?
These products are typically used in the Southeast, where you have less aggressive soils.
Okay.
And as opposed to like the aggressive soils that you would have in Colorado, Southern California, and shallower berries, and sandy soils which aren't really corrosive. So it's again, it's a product line extension for us that will fill a niche that our customers have been asking for from us.
What would your customers have traditionally used for this task?
Well, they would traditionally use a similar product from a different competitor, but with our plant that makes this product being located in Cleveland, Tennessee, which is in the heart of the Southeast, it makes it really easy for us to take an order from somebody and then ship the product within that day or the next day, and they can get delivery in a short period of time and take the product to the job site and install it immediately.
So what's the feedback been like so far from your customers?
The customers are happy that we're adding to our product offering, and the fact that we have the plant in Tennessee, which will be able to deliver quickly to them. And with the way our industry is going today, the distributors that we work with and the end users are trying to make sure that they keep a minimal amount of inventory, so being able to ship quickly and on time is very good. And then when you have a contractor that's trying to do a project where they're running a new water line, sometimes you get very little time to react to them needing product on a job site, and that will help them make sure that there's timely deliveries.
Talk a little bit about the actual installation of the sleeve, how that works, how much time that takes.
Well, the sleeve is comes in two pieces, a back half and a front cap that has the flange on it. And most of the sizes will have three bolts on the top, three bolts on the bottom. So you take the bolts out, wrap the sleeve around the piece of pipe, and then put your bolts back in and start tightening from the middle going out to each end so you get good compression on the gasket. And you bolt it up to the appropriate torque that we put on our instructions, and it will work up to, right now, the 4 through 12-inch sizes are 300 PSI, which is a big improvement over the current product that's in the marketplace. And the 14-inch and 16-inch are 250 PSI, which is another big improvement on the product that's in the marketplace today. We also designed the product so that it has integral bolt flanges, so you don't have to weld the bolt flanges on and passivate the welds or clean the welds. So it makes for a less corrosive product. And then we coat it with Rilsen coating, which is a nylon-based flexible coating, so it can resist some impact when you're backfilling with the dirt and rocks that are excavated on the job site.
Gosh, I no surprise to you, Larry, that we've had a lot of conversations about the issue with the aging infrastructure. And I have to assume that your pipe repair services and your focus on that, that's a critical delivery to the marketplace. Talk about that and some of the other services you offer in terms of pipe repair.
Well, yes, it's, as I mentioned, this fills a void for us where the customer is asking us for a less costly option. And the other pipe repair products that we have, an all stainless sleeve that is for a little more corrosive soil. And we have an iron sleeve that is used on new pipe and old pipe, but if the pipe is questionable when you make the tap, you would want to use the full body iron sleeve because it actually strengthens the pipe when you're making the cut, so you don't have to worry about pipe that's old or questionable. And then we also make service saddles, both bronze and ductile body, with bronze straps, alloy straps, and stainless steel straps up through 24 inch so far. And then we have a full line of pipe repair clamps that are used in both the water industry and the natural gas industry. And we've got a couple different versions of that those repair clamps, with an all stainless version and then a version with a ductile iron lug. And the ductile iron lug, sometimes you don't have a lot of areas where you can dig around the pipe. So on our ductile lug version, the lug can actually slip off, and so that the stainless steel can be slipped around the pipe and then the lug put back on again and to make the repair. And we also have some a line of pipe couplings that can be used to cut out a section of pipe and then reinstall a section of pipe.
I was interested when you were mentioning how oftentimes a customer needs your product relatively quickly. And so what are some of the things that impact that that customer in terms of like rushing to get the product? What kind of things are they running into?
Well, that's a good question. You know, an AWWA has identified that there's over approximately 240,000 water main breaks a year.
Wow.
And a lot of those breaks happen at night and on weekends. And if the utility or the distributor don't have the appropriate product available to make the repair, then they are basically scrambling to try and figure out how to repair that water line to get it back turned on, either for industry or for just the homeowners. And so that it can be critical to have, because in a lot of cases, when the utility goes out to repair a water line, they may or may not know what type of pipe is in that area. So it could be ductile iron, PVC, asbestos, steel. And they may have a good idea based on their records, but so there may be a critical time where they have to dig up, don't know what the pipe is, and so they have to either have materials in stock that can be used to fix it, or they have to call a company like ours and have something shipped to them. We faced that some time ago with Charlotte Airport, where they had a water main break underneath part of their runway, and they had to break through the concrete, dig the hole, identify what the pipe was, and then they called us to build a repair clamp and ship it next day air to them. or that maybe they brought somebody over to pick it up and drive it back. But
point was, they needed it fast.
It was critical.
Yeah.
It was really critical.
Wow. Wow. Good stuff. Well, Larry, I hate to say it, running low on time. Before we let you go, should anyone have any questions of you on any of this discussion, how can they find you and where can they learn more about all the great work at Mueller Company?
Well, they can get on our website at MuellerCompany.com and get in contact with us through that. Or we have local sales reps and our territory managers and distributors that are throughout the United States that that they can contact to find out how to get more information from us.
All right. Larry Aulick, a senior product manager with Mueller Company. Larry, great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you.
Good luck with the rest of the show.
Appreciate it.
All right. It's all the time we have for now. On behalf of all of us at Water Online and Water Talk, thank you for tuning in and listening. We're signing off from Philly, but don't worry. Water Talk will be right back.
This broadcast of Water Talk has been made possible by Water Online, showcasing today's water industry leaders and innovators. To learn more, visit wateronline.com. And we thank you again for listening.